Hello?
Hello, my name is Adelie Alvarado. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Of course I am.
All right. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I'm voting for Ted Cruz.
All right. Answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on of each of the following people and organizations. For example, Houston Independent School District, HIS.
It's a bunch of morons.
All right. Harold Datsun.
I'm sorry, who?
Harold Datsun.
Well, I don't know who he is, so I have no opinion.
All right. Danny Norris.
Don't know who he is either.
Joyce Chapman.
Nope. Are these all Democrats?
King Dan Horn.
Name sounds familiar.
Shayla Jackson Lee.
Oh, my God. Somebody light her on fire.
All right. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids, and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
Well, apparently they don't. They're bankrupt. So the state had to take over. They didn't have a choice.
All right. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the state, for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for?
None of them. I would not vote before I voted for a Democrat in Texas.
All right. Next, here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative Harold Datsun and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. For example, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners. Very positive, somewhat positive.
What was the catch?
He voted for a cut in a property tax.
Yeah, but the only time a Democrat votes for a cut in taxes is because they've hidden something in there.
All right. Now, Harold Datsun worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his...
I support everything Abbott does.
All right. Now, he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
I'm not worried about it because if it goes to the Supreme Court, it'll be taken care of.
All right. Harold Datsun has led the fight to provide free health care to unsecured lower-income Texans to pay for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Not a fan of that.
Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
there's plenty of housing.
All right. Next one is Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state house to not support the impeachment of Attorney General.
I'm kind of getting the feeling that you're trying to get me to say that you want me to vote for Dutton.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, I have absolutely no positive feelings towards anything a Democrat
All right.
does. I feel that anything that they do that is even remotely good, they have a backdoor agenda. And unfortunately, I have been proven true every single time. If that weren't proven true, those are a few things I'd have been happy about. But it's not turning out that way.
Yes, ma'am. So,
and I got to tell you, there's quite a few Republicans that pull that crap too, so I don't vote for them.
Yes, ma'am. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today?
Okay. Sweetie, I'm going to go ahead and hang up because I told you I would never vote for a Democrat in the state of Texas. So you have a good evening.
Thank you, ma'am.